Good morning, 9:52.
Now, when it is this hot this long, the heat can take a toll on your body. So what do you do to make sure you stay healthy in conditions like this? It takes a little bit of work. And joining us live is Dr. Martin Brown with Inova Alexandria Hospital. Dr. Brown, great to have you with us this morning. It has just been so oppressively hot, 95 degrees at least, if not hotter over the last 9 days, a couple of more days coming up. Maybe tomorrow will be the worst of them all. And it doesn't take long to get yourself in trouble.
Yeah. Good morning. Yes, it's been oppressive for sure.
Well, how do you keep yourself from getting overcome? Do you have to drink a lot of water? Does it help to do the sports drinks?
Well, there's a few things that people should do to try and beat the heat, if you will. I think it's critical that obviously people stay out of the heat as much as possible, to stay in cool areas where light-colored clothing and loose-fitting clothing, things like that are very important. And most importantly, as you said, to stay hydrated. Water is fine, but excessive water can be a problem, so sports drinks can be helpful as well.
Now, what about things that contain salt? Should we be taking any of that as we hydrate ourselves?
Well, the key thing is to avoid alcohol, caffeinated drinks, heavy meals. Those kinds of things will make it worse. In terms of drinking salt-containing beverages like sports drinks, those are helpful. If you're outside and you need to drink excessive water, probably you should mix it up with sports drinks as well.
How can you tell the difference between heat exhaustion and heat stroke in somebody that you might be with, and how do you treat each one differently?
Well, heat exhaustion is characterized by nausea, fatigue, headache, excessive thirst, and some cramps and muscle aches and weakness. That is very important that it be recognized early, so you can keep yourself hydrated, get out of the heat, and prevent what can progress onto heat stroke, which has many of the same symptoms but more severe. In that case, you stop sweating when you have heat stroke. Your body fails to remove the heat from your body, and your temperature goes up and causes a very critical medical condition.
Now, your head of emergency services, what are you seeing in the way of people who are coming in who are in a bad way?
We are seeing people who have spent too much time outside working in the sun or exercising in the sun, and they get dehydrated and have we've seen cases of heat exhaustion over the last several days. We haven't seen any heat stroke yet.
Well, people that work out regularly or are active figure even in the heat, as long as they drink a lot of water, they can continue to do their exercise and work out. Is that a good idea?
No, that's not a good idea. Not in this kind of heat. People who feel as though they must get a workout should do it early in the morning or later in the evening, and should really avoid working out in the sun during the day. That is not a good recipe.
Now, what about if you're a worker and you're outside in conditions like this? Your boss doesn't like to hear that you've already had it. But I mean, what do you do? I mean, this is a medical emergency, I would imagine.
Yeah, I think you have to prepare yourself with the proper clothing, as I said, and things that allow you to sweat, not plastics or things that hold the sweat in, but things that allow you to perspire. And you need to wear light-colored clothing. You need to come in out of the sun every once in a while, drink lots of fluids, and don't rely on your thirst. You need to drink fluids whether you're thirsty or not, because thirst is not a good indicator of dehydration.
Good point. Dr. Brown, I hope for all our sakes you don't have too busy a day today and tomorrow.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Dr. Martin Brown with Inova Alexandria Hospital.